All that said, Vince, are you ready for rapid fire?
I forgot about rapid fire. Let's roll, baby. Let's go.
I know. We've been here for a while.
Man.
Tonight. Like, we have just been rolling here tonight. So here's Notre Dame defensive line coach Al Washington talking about the depth we'll see from his position group. Whoops. This season, I just hit something. And here we go.
Looking at 11 to 12.
Right, yeah.
And they all got to factor in, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was saying this downstairs, the way college football is now, it's a long year.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to have – you can't wear guys out. A guy can't play 70 snaps a game for 8-9 games.
Right.
They'll break down. So, you know, we're really, really intentional about developing that next layer. Mm-hmm. And there can't be a drop-off, you know. And the guys know that. And we're transparent. You know, I tell them straight up, I say, hey, this is what the plan is, so we need all of you. And so every day, and they've come out with great enthusiasm.
So again, that's Al Washington. And my question to you, Vince, is does your enthusiasm for Notre Dame's defensive line outweigh whatever concerns you have for the offensive line?
Ooh, I'm very enthusiastic about the defensive line, that is for sure. But no, it does not outweigh my concerns for the offensive line. I think I have more questions about the offensive line, not necessarily concerns. You know what I mean? Like, I think it'll all get figured out and they'll be fine moving forward. But I have more answers about the defensive line than I do about the offensive line. So I'm going to say no to your question, but I am very excited about the defensive line.
If I'm going to go just from a number standpoint, I have to say yes, because like I think that they're going to throw – there's basically going to be two lines out there that I think like each of them could potentially start. You know, so you're talking about eight guys right off the top. And so like if I'm going into Texas A&M with eight guys who I know could potentially be starters going up against the Aggies down there and all the heat and everything else, and then I throw in a few extra guys to go along with it to throw another wave. Adam, I am just – my enthusiasm would be boundless for that. I think that this is going to be one of the best, especially from a total depth standpoint, I think this is going to be one of the best defensive lines, if not the defensive line, that we've seen here at Notre Dame in a long time. So I have to say that my – do I have concerns for the offensive line? Yes, but I'm not like to the point where like it is so debilitating that I just think that this is going to be horrible out there, you know, when it comes to the offensive line. I think that it is still going to be good. I think that it is going to be a work in progress when you lose a guy like Jagasaw after you already lost two NFL tackles. I think that I think it is going to be a work in progress, but I don't think that it is going to be like patchwork and it is just going to be hand-wringing on a week-to-week basis. I think that ultimately it'll gel and it'll be fine. So my enthusiasm for the defensive line does top whatever concerns I have for the offensive line. Okay, so Irish defensive coordinator Al Golden discussed what his defensive approach to taking on Texas A&M's offense could look like, considering former Kansas State offensive coordinator Colin Klein is now running the Aggies defense.
Definitely a balance. The personnel is obviously the A&M film. Kansas State is more a philosophy, and then seeing where they go. You know, what does the O-line coach like to do? What does the wide receiver coach like to do? What does the running back coach? And, you know, it's that confluence that comes together in the opening game. So this is the second year in a row. We didn't know what we were going to see. Everybody said, oh, you're going to see this from Navy. We didn't see anything from Navy the first 15 plays that we thought we were going to see. So it is what it is. So how do you handle it? You manage your own variables, right? You keep your variables quiet and rely on your fundamentals, you know, and then hopefully have enough leadership to withstand anything that you could not have practiced early and then just move forward.
So, Vince, how do you think having a new offensive coordinator on the other side impacts things going into week one?
Oh, it definitely impacts things. It forces you to watch game film from teams that you're not playing. You know what I mean? I guarantee that they're watching Kansas State film and all of that, and then you've got to kind of figure out, okay, these are the schemes that they're going to run, but here's the personnel that they have, and so how is that going to be different, things of that nature. And so it is very tough, and going into game one you get a lot of that no matter what level you're on, because so many things can change, especially at the college level. But you try to get as much data as you can without overdoing it. But you've got to watch film from where they were last. I mean, that's a absolute must. And so it just adds another layer of stuff that you got to do.
And I think really even the first 3 weeks of the season, you kind of continue to see that. Like that's sure. The way it's been the last couple of years, it seems like, where you're just like, they're kind of holding things back. They know Notre Dame is coming up on the schedule. They're holding things sure. back. They're not going to show you everything. And it becomes, you kind of have to adjust on the fly on the sideline. But that was something that Al Golden talked about when he was hired, was as a linebacker coach in the NFL, it's not just game to game. Like it's series to series. You're calling guys over and you're making constant adjustments over there on the sidelines. And I think that he has done a really good job of it, because I think that, you know, they're, especially in these openers like this, like you said, Navy hit him with some stuff, because remember they had a new coach and everything last year, and they were kind of throwing, you know, everything but the kitchen sink at him early on last year. And so that there'll be some adjustment, because now the athletes are a little bit bigger and a little bit sure. better. I do think it's interesting that in a parallel universe, Colin Klein could be the Notre Dame offensive coordinator right now.
And not terribly parallel. I mean, it was a very close thing right. happening, you know?
Right. I do wonder, because of that, because like whatever background and, you know, that Marcus Freeman was doing when he was thinking about an offensive coordinator, like, does he at least have some Colin Klein material cataloged, maybe, that they spent some time looking at?
Oh, I'm sure. Season.
You know, like when he was evaluating, okay, this is what this guy does as an offensive coordinator, you know, those kinds.
Absolutely.
Of things.
And it adds more to your prep, because not only do you have to watch film of the scheme that Colin Klein had at Kansas State, but you also have to watch film of Texas A&M for personnel. So it doubles kind of what you have to do, but that's why you have analysts. Like, that is their job, is to break down that film and figure out, you know, that kind of stuff. And then Al Golden comes in and makes the ultimate decisions, obviously.
There you go.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app, with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in, baby. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Get in on all the excitement and win up to 100 times your cash with the summer games on Prize Picks. With Prize Picks, you could turn $10 into $1,000 while watching Team USA rack up the gold medals this summer. You can make Prize Picks lineups of players across basketball, soccer, tennis, golf, and more in as little as 60 seconds. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're locked in. Prize Picks is available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. I recently won big with a 4-player stat projection. I picked LeBron James to go under 17.5 points in Team USA's first game of the tournament. I picked Stephen Curry to go under 2.5 three-pointers. I picked Kevin Durant to go over 13.5 points. And I threw in Dansby Swanson to have over half of an RBI. Bing, bang, boom, baby. That's a victory. It's just that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Fill in the blank. It's blank that Riley Leonard and Kevin Bauman are on the College Football Comeback Player of the Year watch list.
It's interesting, because I wouldn't have thought about either one of those guys being on that list. I mean, we've been waiting for Kevin Bauman to come back for like 3 years, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure he's even going to be back at all. So believe it when I see it, kind of a situation.
We know Riley Leonard's going to be back.
We know Riley Leonard's going to be back, and I'm cool with him being on the list, I suppose, because he basically had a season-ending injury last year for all intents and purposes. And you know, what he's able to do at Notre Dame will appear to be a major comeback if he does what we think he's going to do. So I'm cool with it. I'm down with that.
I think the most interesting thing to me is apparently they've been giving this award out for 6 years. It's been around since 2018, really? And I didn't know it existed. So
I'm so used to the NFL version, I guess, as opposed to the college version.
Exactly. But you're right about Kevin Bauman, because like, man, you talk about a guy who's had bad luck. He just continues. Right. Hopefully it goes well for him this year.
And I don't know anything as far as like how they're going to do the roster management and everything, but I believe they're at least one player over the limit at the moment. And he's like a prime example of somebody who might retire due to injury. You know what I mean? And again, I don't know anything. I don't know what their plan is or whatever, but if they have to get down, he's got to be a finalist for one of those, you know, retirement due to injury spots. So
very true.
The fact that he's on that list is kind of nuts.
Good point. I would think that if Riley Leonard has anywhere near the kind of year that we think that he's going to have, though, that he would be like a runaway winner of this thing when it's all said and done.
Good call.
With the profile that he's going to have. So Notre Dame. Oh, never mind. Here. Bruce Feldman put out his annual freaks list. And Irish defensive tackle Riley Mills is number 27. Wide receiver Bo Collins is number 36. On the list. This is the second time Mills has made the list, by the way. So my question is, which current guys on Notre Dame's roster might we maybe see on Bruce Feldman's freaks list next year?
This is a really tough one because you're going to have to help me with what the criteria to be on the freaks list is. You know what I mean? Like what's the criteria?
Hang on just a second. So I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I'm going to tell you if it kind of, okay. The freaks list started in 2025. I mean, basically it's like athletic testing and all that kind of stuff is what goes into it. I was hoping that he kind of spelled out the criteria. It's like, I need to scroll here and find one of these guys so I can give you an example of the stuff.
Fine. I've got a couple answers for you. So,
okay. So like here's what he says about Riley Mills, for example. Irish have a lot of talent on their defense, and Mills and another freaky. So Mills has a vertical jump, an impressive 32 inches. He weighs 290 pounds. And it goes on. He squats for 580 pounds. He benches about the same as he used to, 445 pounds. So it's a lot of numbers kind of stuff. It's a combination. He vertical jumped 38 and a half inches and broad jumped 10-2 and a half. So it's like a lot of that kind of stuff that goes into it. You know, the vertical jumps, how much you can lift, all those different kind of things that kind of go into it.
The first two guys I thought about, because I wanted to stay younger, obviously, since this is a future freaks list, you know, nomination. So I stayed in the freshman class, and the two guys that came to mind for me were KVA and Bryce Young. Like, I feel like they could probably test pretty well. And so, but again, I'm not a recruit, Nick, so I don't know what all their testing numbers have been while they were in high school, but I feel like with their physical stature, with the speed at which they operate at their position, that those are the two guys that I would pick in the younger class.
Bryce Young is a really good one. KVA is one of the first guys who came to mind. Jeremiah Love is another one for me. Not knowing what all, because like, they obviously, you know, like vertical jumps and broad jumps and all these different things. It's like, it's not like Notre Dame is giving us that kind of information, you know, and like even how much they bench and squat and all that kind of stuff. But Bruce Feldman gets it because he puts this out and it's in, you know, everyone's interest, you know, to have a guy, you know, show up on these different lists. Javonte Jean-Baptiste was actually on last year's list for Notre Dame as well. I think Bryce Young is a really good one. KVA is a really good one. Like, was it DK mentioning Cam Williams and Gilbert? Like, I was a little bit surprised that Collins showed up on this thing, let alone as high as he was on this thing. But apparently he tests really well also. And let me see if I can scroll and find his numbers here real quick. The former Clemson wide receiver put up some dazzling numbers in the training room this offseason. Vertical jump of 41 and a half inches and a broad jump of 10 feet, 11 and a half. So almost 11-foot broad jump Bo Collins has. So obviously that means explosiveness. And obviously this stuff also tracks well when you're talking about your director of football performance, Lauren Lando, for these guys to have these kind of numbers. So I think that I wouldn't be shocked to see a guy like Greathouse next year, third year in a college program, you know, as athletic and dynamic as he is already. I wouldn't be shocked to see him potentially on this list next year either. Fill in the blank. It's blank that Florida International University has announced it will rename its football stadium Pit Bull Stadium after entering into a five-year naming rights deal with the musician of the same name, Pitbull.
Crazy. But I'm cool with it because school's got to figure out a way to make money, man, so that they can compete. And if that, you know, stadiums have been selling naming rights forever and a day, right? And so Pitbull wants to put his name on a stadium and he's got the money to back it up, then so be it. Like, okay, cool. I
can't be worse than Guaranteed Rate Field, right?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. There's some of these stadiums have horrible names. Like horrible names. You know, and that very same field used to be called US Cellular Field and they nicknamed it the Cell.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know what I mean? So it could have been a heck of a lot worse. I mean, literally every field at my kid's high school has a sponsor. So I mean,
that's true.
They're doing it at all levels, man. I'm telling you.
I was pretty shocked to see that Pitbull is going to throw out $1.2 million a year to put his name on Florida International's football stadium.
He clearly has too much money. I mean, that's right. I mean, you got that kind of money.
Seriously. Like,
it's not even something that's going to stick. I would rather give $5.5 million, which I believe is going to be the total gift, and have like a building named after me that's actually going to last. Like, it's over after 5 years.
That's true.
No more.
This is just naming rights. Yeah, yeah. They could sell it to the highest bidder the next time around.
Here's $5 million. Name the engineering building after me. You know, or whatever.
Like, are they going to play Pitbull songs? You know, like,
yeah.
You're going to play Timber, you know, when you're walking.
Or like
walking in the gate.
Have like the locker room named after you, or the, you know, the strength and, you know, strength and conditioning building,
yeah,
the football building, you know, that kind of a thing. And then it actually will remain there for a long time. The only problem I have with naming rights is it goes away, you know?
That's true. That's true. I mean, it gives you a little cachet though, I guess, if you're
poor, I guess, international. Yeah.
Pitbull Stadium. I mean, that's
kind of cool, I guess.
That's
yeah.
Not bad. Like, yeah. Like, is Pitbull going to be hanging around? I mean, he lives down there in that area.
He does. So. I didn't realize he was connected to them, but hey.
I didn't either.
And I wonder if he shopped this idea around to like multiple Florida schools.
Good question. I mean? Like where the connection came from. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like the Pitbull Swamp. We do the Pitbull Swamp. That'd be kind of fun. Yeah.
The swamp at Pitbull Field or something that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, did he aim higher? Is this the best he could do?
Right. Like, did he want it to be Hard Rock Stadium, you know, where the Hurricanes play? But it's like, well, you have to shell out $5 million a year if you want that Pitbull. Like, it's not going to happen. So we started off the show talking about Olympics, which made a lot of people happy. We will finish up.
Don't get the ire, man.
NBC wants Snoop Dogg to return for future Olympics coverage. Do you buy or sell more Snoop Dogg in your Olympics?
It's a huge buy for me. I've actually really enjoyed watching Snoop do his thing at the Olympics.
Been amazed at how entertaining it is, actually.
I know. I love, first of all, I love the fact he has his own Olympic pin. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Thing is freaking awesome. And he is extremely knowledgeable about a host of sports.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit for that. You know what I mean? And like off the, not off the wall, but like, you know, off the beaten path type sports. Like he's learning about these and he can speak intelligently about many of these sports. And he's hanging out with the families and
hanging
he's
doing out with the parents. Yeah.
Like I dig it, man. I dig Snoop at the Olympics. I do.
Well, and I absolutely do as well. Again, I've been amazed at how, you know, I thought it was just going to be like, okay, you've got Snoop Dogg in your coverage. How good is this actually going
right.
to be? But it's just like, he's been a little bit of like, where's Waldo? He's all bouncing in. Around, you know, event to event. And, you know, like you said, he's hanging out with the families. He's, you know, and not just like interviewing the families. He's literally just like sitting
hanging out with them,
with like, moms and dads watching their kids perform.
He's like chilling with Caleb Dressel's wife and their new baby. And he like right. gave the baby a nickname and everything. And they interviewed Caleb Dressel. And he's like, no, he goes, our kid really enjoyed hanging with Snoop. Like he was totally like calm and cool and collected when he was around. He's not usually like that around strangers. He was like that around Snoop, you know, like I feel like maybe NBC hired him in the first place to kind of be what you just said. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, you know, it's kind of a thing, but he is like all in on yeah. it. Like, I think they're getting way more than they even bargained for. If you want to put it that way, you know,
well,
what I mean?
You know, in the next Summer Olympics are going to be in Los Angeles. So it's just a natural yeah. fit.
He's a California guy.
He works those. Like my question is, do they bring him in to do Winter Olympics in 2 years? You know, like
why not?
Would he go to the slopes or, you know, to the ice rinks or whatever it happens?
He probably would. I think he needs to be a staple. Him and Mike Tirico, you guys are now the NBC staples for the Olympics.
Yep. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And it's all winding down now. We've only got a couple days left yeah. in the Olympics, but he's really added to the entertainment value. Like when they do
big
the
time,
and it doesn't even have to be studio stuff, but he bounces in the studio every now and then too.
I have to say, I have actually really enjoyed just getting up in the morning and just flipping on the Olympics. And it's just the live, mm-hmm. they're just bouncing around between all the different stuff. And it's been great. It's kind of revived the summer, like during the day part. Like I've really enjoyed it
for sure. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Vince, I appreciate you jumping in kind of on some late notice again tonight.
No problem.
Pitching in, helping out, always no problem. Appreciated.
I Jesse will get me back. I have full faith that will happen.
I'm sure you guys will get each other back. And just I saw Joe you know, because I said on the boards, because people have asked before, well, who's hosting the show? So we know, you know, sort of where to direct the question. So I put something on the board saying Vince is hosting, you know, Vince is co-hosting tonight. So plan your questions accordingly. And Joe basically said I was telling people to dumb the questions down.
Wow.
Because you were hosting.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
And that was before you shot down his Arrowhead Stadium thing. So.
Joe, I know he's not local because he said he lives 3 hours away from Arrowhead.
Omaha. He's in Omaha.
So I'm safe, but come on, Joe. Show me some love. I know.
All right, smash that like button before you leave. Again, we appreciate you being here. Have a good one. We will talk to you later on IB Nation Sports Talk.